What about buying defense bonds? Question number 141. Are either Mount Carmel's workers or the institution itself buying United States defense savings bonds? Answer. As workers in a religious charity institution working in common for a bare subsistence wage, the residents here, from the lowest to the highest, are consequently without margin of buying power for any but the veriest necessities of life. No one, therefore, has earning capacity sufficient to enable him to make any kind of monetary investment. The institution itself, being strictly a charitable organization in its entirety, is in a similar circumstance. Being a non-profit-making medium through which its members do their appointed work by contributing to it from their income, that it may feed, house, and clothe its workers, print religious literature, and disseminate it free of charge throughout the world, it consequently does not have funds of its own. So it cannot morally, even if it could financially, make any investment not put to this constituted purpose, however commendable that investment in itself might be. Nevertheless, the institution in carrying on its regular work for the good of others, not to its own profit, is purchasing hundreds of dollars worth of postage stamps each month. Thus, though it is not in a position to help directly through purchasing United States defense savings bonds in the defense program, it is doing its part indirectly through purchasing United States postage stamps, its money simply going into another compartment of the same national till, from which it does not, of course, receive either interest or principal.